This is Change for Your Dollar Podcast with John Putnam.
We have another great episode today of Change for Your Dollar, where we have conversations and talk about the blessings and burdens around money and faith and life. I'm your host, John Putnam. Hey, everybody. I hope wherever you are, this podcast finds you well and it being a really good day. And I've got a question for you. Have you ever witnessed a very, I guess what appears to be a very complicated, a very complex situation, and it turns out that the solution to the issue or the problem is really very simple? Well, that is exactly what I want to talk about today, because this happens all the time when we're dealing with money, because we make money so very complicated, and it's just not that complicated. At least the basics are not that complicated. Now, of course, full disclosure, there are some financial models and employee benefits and corporate retirement plans and retiree medical that get incredibly complex. But when it comes to just general finances, general money matters, we make it way too complicated. And I want to talk about some of the simple solutions. And I want to set it up with a story, which you know I love to do. Okay, so there was a delivery driver in one of these large paneled trucks. And the driver was driving in a city where he was not too familiar, and he had to go underneath a bridge. And this was before these great signs that announced, before you got to the overpass, what the height was, the height limits, before you went under. And sure enough, the driver went underneath the overpass and heard this big crunch and scrape as his truck ground to a halt. And he put it in reverse and it wouldn't move. He put it in drive, it wouldn't move. He gets out of his truck, he takes a step back, and he looks up at the top of the panel truck, and there the top of the truck is almost in a slight V, wedged underneath the bridge down to the pavement. As you can imagine, the police come, the fire department comes. The story goes that the city engineers come to the rescue to figure out how do they get the truck out. And they were thinking about pulling it out with a tow truck, but then they were afraid they would have further damage. And they were in this conversation about the time a child was walking by, observing all of this. And the child walks up to a policeman and tugs on the policeman's shirt and says, "Excuse me, why don't you just let some of the air out of the tires?" And yeah, that same kind of pause happened. Huh, there's this complex situation. There's this truck that's stuck. They're looking up, figuring out how do we get the truck unwedged from the bridge, but nobody is looking down on the ground thinking, you know, if we just take the air out of the tires, it would lower it enough that we could then just back the truck right out. And that's exactly what they did. Problem solved. As you know, I've spent almost 20,000 conversations through a couple of decades as a financial advisor, and then the last year in a generosity ministry, helping people think through a lot of these financial complexities in their lives, or what appear to be complex. And maybe it's the small town farm boy in me, but given any problem, I'm always trying to think, what is a simple solution that can get us to where we want to go, that can create success to solve this problem? 2 Corinthians 1:12 sets this up so nicely as it reads, "For our boast is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we behaved in the world with simplicity and godly sincerity, not by earthly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and supremely so toward you." And when it comes to our money, there are simplicities that we can hold onto with a godly sincerity. So here's a question for you. And you may be driving or working out, or maybe you're just sitting listening to this as you're on a walk. Wherever you are, ponder this question. If I asked you, what can you do with money? What would you answer me? When I present my one-day church workshops, I open up the floor and just start getting all kinds of answers, probably what's going through your mind right now. And since I can't hear you and I'm not going to ask you to stop or write anything down, here are some of the answers that I almost always hear and likely some of the answers that you've already thought of. People will immediately say, you can give it away. Oh, you can spend it. I pay bills with it. I pay taxes with it. I loan money to my brother. That's a topic for another podcast, by the way. And if I let it continue to go, it will go into, we build it, we grow it, I can insure it. And the list goes on and on. And every one of those is right. You can do all of those actions with money, but let me make it really, really simple. I've been doing this a long time, and I have found that there are really only two actions you can take with money. You ready? Action number one is you can consume it, right? You can consume it. You can use the money for some product or service that you consume. And the second action is equally simple. You can share it. That's right. You can give money away. You can share your money and resources with others. So when you really look at all of these areas and actions that I just shared with you that was likely going through your mind, they neatly tuck up into these two money actions. You can consume it, you can share it. Now, let me unpack these just a little bit more. When we talk about consuming, you can spend the money, which means you are consuming it today by buying a product or a service. You're using the money today. That is spending. You can save the money. That is when you are planning to consume the money, usually sometime between now and the next 2 to 3 years. Or you can invest the money. You are going to be putting the money somewhere where it can grow in value. That's the plan, at least. And at some point in the future, usually over 3 years or longer, you are planning to consume the money at that time by spending the money on a product or a service. So when you consume the money, you can consume it now with spending, consume it soon with saving, consume it in the future through investing. And the second primary money action is to share it. If you're going to give the money away, that is voluntary sharing, that is generosity, that is your tithe, your offerings. And then the second type of sharing is taxes. I would call this an involuntary type of sharing, but one that is equally important in our society. Now, you may not agree with everywhere the money is spent, but it is a way of us sharing resources. And I was even reminding someone recently that I believe that our taxes are an indicator of God's provision. So when your money feels complex and complicated, I pray that this might help your mindset or your heart set, as I sometimes say, as the way that you're perceiving your money and the complexity, because these two primary money actions, to consume it or to share it, can get things down to a simple spot that I have found has encouraged people and helped people deal with complex financial situations by making sure they're talking about it in the right way, keeping it as simple as possible. I love the quote from Leonardo da Vinci when he said, "Simplicity is the ultimate sophistication." I hope this has been a blessing to you today. Thank you so much. And if this was a blessing to you today, please share it with a friend or family member or coworker. And I really appreciate your time today. Always great to be with you. And I'll look forward to next time.
You've been listening to Change for Your Dollar podcast with John Putnam.
Thank you for joining me for Change for Your Dollar, where we have real conversations exploring the burdens and blessings around money, faith, and life. For more tools and resources, please visit changeforyourdollar.com. I'm John Putnam. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to being with you again next time.